listener production.
A second straight day of gains for the Australian share market.
And find out if interest rate cuts are on the cards.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Tuesday the 19th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Laura, how exciting that we've got 2 days of improvements after what was a terrible week, of course, last week. You pointed out it was the worst weekly decline that we had in months in September, I think
September.
But today, the Aussie share market, we're heading into the close, up 0.4%, so we'll take it.
Absolutely. And look, today we can actually say we've had a gain. The other days when we've had a gain, it's been less than a tenth of 1%. We're kind of pulling at strings there, but still higher, so we could have said it. But today we've seen a much more sizable gain. But that is not how the session started. For most of the session, we were basically flat. And it all came down to when the RBA announced their latest interest rate decision. And they did what?
They kept interest rates on hold.
Unsurprisingly.
Yeah, exactly. That was very, very widely expected. But after that decision and the statement, which received more attention, that's it always releases that at the same time that it makes a decision on what it's doing with interest rates. That's when markets got a little excited, at least for a while, a bit volatile as well. But maybe we should talk through some of the key points from this decision, because you're right. Rates on hold, that was 95% chance that would be the case. So nothing to see there. But the market did actually respond. We had the Aussie dollar weakening. We had the Aussie share market picking up. And really, it came down to just a couple of areas in that accompanying statement.
Yeah, look, I think the main thing that investors were holding on to was that we were expecting to see the tightening bias kept. So what that basically means is that they were leaning more towards continuing to lift rates if necessary to bring inflation down. And now they've taken a little bit of a step back and they've become a little bit more neutral, saying they're not ruling anything in or out. And I guess the way markets have potentially interpreted this is that this is the first glance that the RBA might be open to potentially rate cuts. Of course, they haven't said anything definitive, but they haven't even said anything hinting at that previously, right?
Exactly. So this is it's almost a 700-word statement this time around where they basically outline their thinking, what's happening overseas, what their thinking is about economic growth and jobs and inflation and the like. The last part, usually the last paragraph or two, is where the most important stuff comes out as far as what might be ahead. So the one line that changed, as you pointed out here, that the board is not ruling anything in or out. And that doesn't sound like much, but last month they had a further increase in interest rates cannot be ruled out. So that little tweak made all the difference. And it seems to be just perhaps a step to prepare the market for a potential rate cut at some stage in 2024. So that got markets excited. They balance this a bit with then talking about the fact that inflation is still too high for the time being. And
easing, but not too high.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're really keeping it quite balanced and making sure that they're managing the market's expectations. They don't want markets to get too excited and, you know, go out and start spending all their money. And then that would sort of reverse everything that they've been working towards. But they want to make sure that, you know, it is sort of on the cards.
Yeah, exactly. And look, those areas of the market that are a bit more interest rate sensitive tended to actually receive a bit of a boost in the final hour and a half of trade. So property stocks, tech companies and retailers amongst them.
And right at the same time when we heard from the RBA, which received quite a lot of attention, we actually had the Bank of Japan out as well.
Yeah, so this is that huge week where we've got like 19 central banks meeting across the world. Australia was a big one for us. Japan was the second one. They've had rates at zero or in negative territory for a long time. This is the first time in 17 years that the Bank of Japan decided to raise interest rates. They had enough of it. They've also scrapped some of their more unorthodox measures to try and support its economy. This was very widely expected, so no real surprises because they've been preparing the market for this for a number of months. Still, it was the last nation with interest rates with a minus in front of it, so it is significant in that sense. The Japanese yen did actually fall on the news anyway, and the Japanese share market has been quite messy this afternoon for those investing there, but really largely flat.
So you did touch on the sectors just before. So at the moment, we're seeing 4 of the 11 sectors in positive territory and quite a lot. So the materials sector is up 2%. Energy, similar story there, up around 2%. Property stocks up about 1%. So the energy and materials sectors, they're up on the back of commodity prices, which lifted overnight. But what we have seen on the other end, though, is that banks have retreated a little bit today. They're down about 0.5% as a group. And we're seeing some moderate declines across some of the other sectors as well. A few things to note today. We had a few stocks trading ex-dividend, Auckland International, Credit Corp, and also SEEK. That's a job posting site. A few stocks paying out dividends, Amcor, Challenger, REA Group, who paid 87 cents per share to eligible shareholders, Baby Bunting and Johns Lyng Group. But another company that caught my eye was in the retail space. This is KMD Brands, and it was quite an interesting one today. For those that don't know, this is the company behind brands like Kathmandu and Rip Curl. And this morning they released their half-year results, which were fairly disappointing overall. They reported softer sales over the first half of the year, and of course, consumers are still being quite cautious with spending their money. And there was also a warmer than usual winter here in Australia. It was actually the warmest winter on record. And Kathmandu obviously offers a lot of those winter products. So
puffer jackets.
Puffer jackets.
You see those favorite. In the office everywhere around wintertime, and I keep ripping mine.
Exactly, yeah, you do, but you got it fixed. Yeah. But in the 6 months to January, KMD Brands swung to a net loss of 9.7 million New Zealand dollars, and that was from a profit of around 14 million. New Zealand dollars. So they also didn't declare a dividend on the back of this time round. Last time they paid 3 New Zealand cents per share. So not good news for shareholders in that regard. And sales have also been softer in the early part of the second half. But they did note that February is not a significant trading month. Now, at the beginning, I said this was quite interesting because at the beginning of the day, they actually fell on the back of these disappointing news. But at the moment, they're up about 2%.
Very interesting. Boral today, up 2.5%. The building materials maker recommended that its shareholders reject a takeover offer from Seven Group, which is easily its biggest shareholder, essentially saying that the offer put on the table might be undervaluing the company. This after getting the help of some independent experts to carry out their own valuation. So look, we had Boral shares lifting today. Seven Group also jumped despite the news.
Towards the top of the winners list, we have gold miner Bellevue Gold. They've actually climbed to their highest level since December, and that was after discovering high-grade gold at its project in Western Australia. On the other end, though, we're seeing surgical solutions company PolyNovo. So they make things like burns treatments. They're actually at the top of the losers list, even though they didn't release any news, but they are still about 30% higher since the start of this year. So I'm not sure if they're going to release any news, but they're the worst.
Pacific Smiles today, one of the best performers, about 11.5% higher. It's worth around $240 million on the share market. All of the gains actually came through this afternoon, mainly because a group of investors, which already own about 20% of the company, have come back offering a little more. So this is a group that owns plenty of dental clinics around the country. So they've basically said they're putting roughly $1.75 per share on the table for the group, valuing the company at about $280 million. And that's roughly 25% more than what was offered at the end of last year. So they've recommended that shareholders basically move forward with that, but we'll see what happens in the days and weeks ahead.
And just one more I wanted to touch on. Coal miner New Hope was out with his half-year results today. And in a nutshell, the results were quite underwhelming. Revenues roughly halved and its net profit slid 62% on the back of lower coal prices. They also declared an interim dividend of just 17 cents per share. That's less than half the amount that they paid the same time last year. But still, New Hope shares have been higher today. Similar story with what we saw with KMD Brands. Now, looking ahead, I guess all the attention now shifts over to the US, where they start their two-day policy meeting tonight.
Exactly. And that's going to wrap up first thing Thursday morning. Mm. So again, the expectation is that they will keep interest rates on hold. The market thinks there's probably a 65% chance of a cut around the middle of the year in June. But tomorrow, going to be pretty quiet here in Australia. There's not much out. Some dividend payments from the likes of Computershare, a few stocks ex-div like McMahon Holdings as well. But the Japanese market will be shut for a holiday after the big decision today as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Need a bit
they
of
deserve
a,
it. Bit of a vacance. Breather.
Exactly. Well, that's it, I reckon.
Bye.
Ciao.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.